You're listening to a Bucks Plus audio production on the Bucks Plus Network.
This is Bucks in Six.
That's for the culture.
A full Bucks recap after every single game. Here's Greg Matzik.
Sunday night basketball for the Bucks looking to snap a three-game losing streak against the Atlanta Hawks. Defense optional in the first quarter as the teams combined to score 81 points. In the starting lineup in place of Damian Lillard, Ryan Rollins put the Bucks on the board early.
Here comes Giannis driving downhill, spins to the cup, feeds to the corner, catch and shoot three from Ryan Rollins, and he drains it from that deep corner right. Bucks need him to pick up his play as he has done each of the last two games on a Michelob Ultra three.
With A.J. Green also sidelined, Pat Connaughton earned some first quarter run and snapped a 24-all tie.
Pat's going the other way. Connaughton slashing his way into the paint. He pulls up. Mid-range jumper, bullseye right over Barlow, and Milwaukee's got a three-point lead.
But the quarter belonged to Kyle Kuzma, who hit everything he tossed up.
He's on the right baseline now with six to shoot. Puts up a tough angle shot and gets it to go. He let that ball go behind the backboard and still floated it essentially over the backboard and in.
Kuzma 6 for 6 from the field in the first.
27-26. Here's Kuzma. Nice spin move again to the cup. Lays it in with the right hand. He has put that defense in the spin cycle twice already on nasty moves like that one.
Scoring in the paint and from behind the arc to make it 34-31 Milwaukee.
KPJ on the other end. Takes it right of the lane. Sends out top. Kuzma cranks up a three and he drills it. Kyle Kuzma is a perfect 6 for 6 from the floor. He's got 14 points and the Bucks have a three-point lead.
A blistering first quarter for the Bucks, who connected on 17 of 20 field goal attempts, including a rare four-point play.
Here comes Porter on the other end. Nice move. Pulls up. Fires up a three and he hits it with a foul. KPJ put him on skates and then sticks the three with a chance at a four-point play.
44-37 Bucks after one. More sizzling offense in the second with Torian Prince dialing in from deep.
Prince has it. He'll fire up a three and he knocks it down. The Bucks hot shooting continuing now. 18 of 21 from the floor. 6 of 8 from three, but can they get a stop?
But the Hawks would also find their range from deep, connecting on a trio of triples, all in consecutive possessions, to take a 57-56 lead. Giannis put the Bucks back on top with 2 of his 21 first half points.
Here comes Giannis the other direction. Pulls up. Elbow jumper. That's pure. Well, the Greek freak is eating tonight. You can see it. He's in rhythm. 8 of 10 from the floor. 18 points in the Bucks back ahead by 1.
Gary Trent Jr. then added some padding.
Pulls up. His three-pointer rattles home. Gary Trent Jr. drills his first long one of the night. And for Milwaukee, their 7th three on 11 tries.
Atlanta's response, a 13-2 run. The Hawks' lead would grow to 7 until Rollins struck again.
Bounce pass to the corner. Rollins lets it fly, and he gives his team a needed three from that deep corner left. Michelob Ultra 3 puts the Bucks back to within 4, 77-73 our score.
82-75 Hawks at the half. After shooting 85% in the first quarter and scoring 75 points in the first half, the third quarter was a disaster for the Bucks. Torian Prince made a technical free throw before the second half started to give the Bucks 76 points. Milwaukee's first made field goal of the quarter came at the 8:51 mark.
Giannis fading and firing, and he knocks one down. 95-79. It was a 13-1 run.
By that time, the Hawks had built a 95-77 lead. The lead would swell to 27 before Kuzma knocked down his third three of the game.
Kuzma lets it fly, and he rips the cords on a three. Kyle Kuzma's third three-pointer of the night on 5 shots. 114-90 after a Michelob Ultra 3 from the Bucks.
The Hawks outscored the Bucks 38-17 in a game-altering third quarter and carried a 118-92 lead into the fourth. For all of their struggles in the third, the Bucks chipped away a bit in the fourth with Kevin Porter Jr. leading the attack.
And here is Kevin Porter Jr. down the lane with a two-hand tomahawk jam. There's a good little spark for your team.
More from Porter, this time from deep.
Rebound to Kuzma, sends it back out. Here's a three-point try from Porter, and Porter knocks it down. So Kevin Porter Jr.'s come out, giving his team 6 points in the opening minute here of this third quarter.
Porter went on a fourth-quarter heater, scoring 21 in the final 12 minutes.
Porter pulls up and sticks the pull-up jumper. So Porter's going to be a bit of a bright spot for the Bucks tonight, as he's got 21 points now for Milwaukee on 6 of 9 from the floor and 7 of 7 from the free throw line. Of those 21 points, 15 have come here in this fourth quarter.
While the Bucks' offense rebounded in the fourth, it was nowhere near enough to undo the damage caused by a lackluster third quarter as the Hawks cruised to victory in Milwaukee.
145-124, the Atlanta Hawks are about to take a series from the Bucks, who have won this series 5 of the last 7 years, but a tough luck end of the year for Milwaukee in the regular season with the injuries in some tough straits now, heading into their final game of this 3-game homestand, trying to avoid getting swept in the 3-game homestand with the Phoenix Suns looming on Tuesday night.
Giannis paced the Bucks with 31 points in 30 minutes. Porter added 28 off the bench. The Hawks shot over 53% from the field, knocking down 17 threes.
This has been a Bucks Plus audio production.